Misfit Toys.
Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Atlanta, Georgia, on Saturday, July 20th, Two Oceans 13. Last Wednesday, after the Doug Loves Movies taping in San Diego at the American Comedy Company, I did a stand-up show with special guests. Brian Posehn was there. He's doing two shows there tonight, I believe, so go see him if you're not already planning to see Patton Oswalt or the Nerdist taping. And speaking of Nerdist, Matt Myra was also there, and he played the Leonard Maltin game against audience members, and I will share the audio of that with you in just moments. During said stand-up show, I ate one quarter of a medicated cupcake that was given to me by a nice lady named Cindy. How could she know I don't like walnuts? The next night, I got to go to the World's End party at the Hard Rock Hotel in downtown Sandy D. I cannot wait until you guys see Edgar Wright's new movie, the final chapter of the Cornetto trilogy. I loved it, and I can't wait to see it again myself. And at the party, I got a renewed pledge from Edgar and Simon Pegg and my new best friend, Nick Frost, that they will be doing Doug Loves Movies together sometime soon. Yesterday, I flew here to ATL because today I'm going to see 311 in Cypress Hill, and I am psyched! Who's got the herb? Tomorrow's Doug Loves Movies at the Punchline in Atlanta is sold out, and I tried to get great guests who are in Atlanta making awesome movies and TV shows, but my timing is shitty because they're all at Comic-Con. But I do have some great funny friends who are going to come by, and we're going to have a wonderful time in the zombie barn. And don't say, why didn't you get Cypress Hill or the 311 dudes? Because their Unity tour has to move on to another city. Speaking of other cities, St. Louis. We're bringing Dining with Doug and Karen and Doug Loves Movies to the Firebird on September 14th. Separate admission for both, but come to both if you like to eat and if you like movies. Milwaukee. I'm doing stand-up at the Turner Hall Ballroom on Sunday, September 15th. And Ontario, California. Come see me do stand-up with my palm-striking friend Graham Elwood this Wednesday, July 24th, at the Improv at Ontario Mills Mall. Maybe Paul Blart will do a guest set. And now, Leonard Maltin game from San Diego. Enjoy. Hey, everybody in San Diego, Comedy American. American Comedy Company is where we're at. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Does anybody in the audience feel like they could challenge
Matt
Myra? Whoa, that was a very aggressive beat right here.
Do you like food that has weed in it?
Sure.
Because that's the prize tonight.
I'm going to keep the one I ate part of, but I'll give you this other one.
This guy looks way straight edge. I don't care. You're gonna make me do push-ups.
I love how I say to the audience, like, can we just skip the Leonard Maltin game? They're like, no, do it! And then, like, now, none of them have name tags.
Whoa, you have name tags! All right! No!
That's the guy you played for earlier this evening.
Break it up.
Oh, what?
I got it. I don't want to see the shit in it. I gotta hide it. Alright. We play for Winona.
Who has
Lance Bass and Joey Fatone. Just jumping.
You're playing against the person.
Oh,
yeah,
come on, Winona.
You wanna play?
You wanna play?
Yeah.
Okay. Bring it.
Come on, get up here.
Bring it.
You guys share that microphone and knock that beer over.
Movies, I sat with Leonard
Maltin's
wife, and she told us to boo.
She told you to
boo? That's why you were going to
boo. She told us to boo, because when Leonard Maltin came out, she wanted us all to boo.
Which I did hear some booing, and I thought it was from something Sam Levine did. And I was like,
no,
why are they booing?
Leonard Maltin's
She's adorable.
Yeah. The whole family was here. It was great. I mean, not the whole family.
I think there's other people in the family. The wife and the daughter were here. All right. So we're going to play one round of Leonard Maltin game. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Winona.
Is that on that thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's supposed to be a name tag. Okay. You wrote it on there next to Lance Bass.
Favorite.
He's your favorite?
Okay. Wait, now that makes me think you have a favorite. Who's your favorite?
It's Justin Timberlake, isn't he?
Yeah. Okay. Safe answer.
You know, there's probably not a lot of people
that would have been JC Chazé, but that's his name.
Chazé?
Whatever. Favorite in voice only.
Okay, when no one gets to pick a category, would you like... This isn't the end. That's movies where a scene happens after the credits. Or would you like edible fundies? And that's movies that are comedies, but they have food in the title. Or would you like state your name and occupation? And that's movies where the title is a name and an occupation. There's a few of those.
This isn't the
Which
end.
One... This, a gentleman has requested the, this is the end category, or this isn't the end.
I don't want to be a dick, but since we have edibles, edible fundies.
Edible fundies. All right. You're not being a dick.
I mean, appropriate.
Yeah. This movie is from 2006. And don't yell out anything if you think you know it. This is just between Winona and Matt. 2006, 2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie extremely offbeat. And he also says that the lead actor in the movie also co-produced it.
What was the year again, sir?
2006.
Okay.
And he says that the movie just doesn't gel as one might like. It doesn't gel. But 2.5 stars. And he names 8 cast members. How many names do you think you need to name it, Winona?
Seven.
I like that.
Pretty good opening bid. I'll go 5. Just say 5 names.
I'll go with 4. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say, name that movie. Ooh. Oh.
All right. Now, first of all, just to take a little of the pressure off of you, you win no matter what. Yeah, because I'm ready to start the meet and greet. And your 4 names are Richard Montoya, Peter Stormare, Lauro Chartrand, well, that is, and a recent guest on Douglas' movies, Moises Arias, who was also featured on Hannah Montana.
That's all I know him from.
And he's in this movie that's out this summer called Kings of Summer. But what do you think the movie is? It's got food in the title. And it's a comedy.
Food Fight? Is that a movie? Food Eat!
Hilarious movie, Food Eat. I think that's about how scary and horrible food is.
Midnight, I'm drunk and high.
No, you're doing a great job. The rest of the names are Tony Gentile, Troy Gentile, Hector Jimenez, Ana de la Riguera, and then the lead actor in the movie is named Jack Black, and it's called
Nacho
Libre. Nacho Libre. So here, you win anyway.
Oh my God! You win.
Just need a quarter of that. Yeah, thank you, Cindy, for bringing those edible fundies. And thank you, Matt Myra, for playing. And if I please don't.
I love the enthusiasm. He threw the music on. We'll take care of that in post, but thank you. And as always... Who wants to give me a shithead to say?
The Comic-Con badge sales process.
Oh, I like it. The Comic-Con, as always,
The Comic-Con badge sales process is a shithead.
Just say, you do not need to play it. I meant at all. Not that the timing was off, that I don't, I've never asked you to play it, and you had enthusiasm for doing so, but I don't actually want that. But thank you.
Another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, it's me, comedian Jen Kirkman. You may remember me from my appearances on Chelsea Lately or Drunk History or my two Netflix specials. And now you know me for my podcast, No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast. Do you ever feel like listening to someone just go off about stupid things like gender reveal parties or bad customer service or just not wanting to get back out into life post-pandemic because then we got to deal with people again? Well, No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast is for you. I talk about what's going on in the world, in my life, and in my head every week, and it's everywhere you find podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Jimmy Pardo, host of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. It's a show that's been described as hanging out with friends you never knew you needed. Well, each week I get together with my co-host, Matt Belknap, and great people from the worlds of comedy, Broadway, music, TV, movies. You get the point. Hey, Matt, give me some examples of who we've had on.
Oh my God, Jimmy, we've had comedy legends like Conan O'Brien, Amy Poehler, and Sarah Silverman, Hollywood royalty like Rob Reiner and John Hamm, and members of classic rock bands like Styx and Kiss.
Hey, Never Not Funny's been around since 2006, so we must be doing something right. So why not join our nonsense each week? Never Not Funny,
the fastest hour in podcasting.